What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Boom, 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 boom.
It was going so well until your symbols, which
you did
are
too many symbols.
No, they're just I would say they're amongst the loudest. You were doing a drum set.
Yes,
right?
I was learning to play the drums.
Your symbols were so quiet.
Well,
those things are loud.
It's hard to make that
sound loud. I tried. Give me a loud crash.
That happened
cymbal.
To me when I did the whistle. You remember?
No, you coward. You know it's hard.
Yeah, I don't think that sound is.
Okay. That was way better.
It's tough to do. Yeah. Welcome in, one and all. By the way, Jason.
Try it at home.
This moment. It's your moment. It's your moment after the scat.
Once the scat. Honestly, so here's peel back the curtain a little bit. I hate the scat. Everyone knows that. But sometimes we take inspiration for the scat from whatever that draft is. And so today gave me, like, I was like, oh, I got this one's easy.
Got it.
Look, learning to play the drums with the Spitwads out there, this is just a good time.
And when you say you hate the scat, not that a scat exists, just you hate doing it.
Correct. I just don't like being the one having to do it.
Nobody knew that until now. So
right.
Thank you for telling us. Would you rather, what's the difference, and a special draft? I guess I feel like I should tease it because now you know what a drum set will be involved.
Mm-hmm.
So fun show today. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for leaving reviews on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening. It is a quick and easy way to help the show grow. You can also tell your friends, the ones that you want to be happy about the show, and they'll be happier. There you go. All right. Let's jump in right away.
Would you rather?
Would you rather have DoorDash, Jason, limited to the same restaurant? It's the restaurant of your choice, but it's limited to one restaurant.
Okay.
It's free and unlimited.
Oh, ooh, upgrade.
Or you can just have DoorDash as you currently have it. But it takes longer to get to you.
Oh.
Actually, no, just as you have it. We're just going to change it to that. Because I know that there's no way you're not just picking the free and unlimited for one. But just DoorDash as it is.
Oh, man.
Or DoorDash for free, but limited to one restaurant.
That's a brutal question to have to admit the truth of. Like, yeah, I mean, I know my answer, but I know what the answer also should be, which is not my answer.
Okay.
So this is tough. How do you two feel about this question?
Oh, my gosh. Your answer is as it is.
You're darn right it is.
Yeah.
I'll pay up.
You should have nerfed the question, Andy.
All right, DoorDash in its current form, but costs twice as much.
Oh, my gosh. You'll need another mortgage.
I'll need another mortgage? I gotta pay more.
If it costs
second mortgage.
If it costs two times as much to afford DoorDash.
If it's 2.5 times as long to get to me, well, now the convenience is gone.
Right, that's okay.
So I would take the free and unlimited, and of course, I feel like we all know the restaurant we would pick if we could only get one forever.
What is it?
It's the Cheesecake Factory.
I knew you'd say that.
I mean, it's just the only...
Yeah, that's smart.
It's the only one that has everything. You want pasta, you're good. You want Asian, you're good.
I just don't understand. Like,
you're good. Dessert?
That's
like,
never on my mind.
No.
Cheesecake is not in my rotation.
That's because you know that there's no real feasible way for a restaurant to make fresh food of every kind, shape, and color under the sun for you. Something back there is I know for a fact they're defrosting frozen stuff.
You want to work at the Cheesecake Factory? What's your specialty? Well, I'm incredible at Italian, American, and I'm okay at Asian cuisine. Not enough.
No.
You can't work here.
No, I mean, you have one of two things happening behind the scenes. Either they have 20 chefs working each shift, which they don't, or there is something bad and nefarious going on behind the scenes, because no human can make, like, you know, you come in to, I've always been put off by, like, I don't want to think about how the sausage is made.
Oh, yeah.
Because you go into a restaurant as a chef, sounds, and you like get this in beep, before it opens beep, up, and you do all your prep work. You know, it's like, oh, for these few dishes, we need parsley. Let's pull the parsley. You know, for these few, there's no way. There's no way. They have 700 different things you can order. How do they even know how to make all that? How does one human know how to make all those different dishes?
Somebody found one of those, you know, the diners that you can hit on Route 44 where you just, it's a side of the road diner that you'd hit on a road trip. And somehow they got everything on the menu. But you just know what that means. That just means they're reheating food in the back of every kind that's frozen. Somebody said, let's just do that and slap some cheesecake in front of it.
And pretend it's fancy.
I'm
hook, line, and sinker, though. I think it's
yeah,
fancy.
Yeah, no, you. It's your choice.
You wait. Cheesecake's fancy?
Oh, yeah. Cheesecake's
is
a
that
nice...
because it's dark in
they
there?
They make
yeah,
it so dark in that restaurant.
Really nice. High class.
If a fast food restaurant,
just
if you walked
the lights
in
down,
and they dimmed the lights...
To where it would be
where you can't read your menu mm-hmm. unless it's right in front of your face or you have
got the phone on.
Yeah, you have your phone flashlight. If they did that, would you think higher of that establishment?
100% I would. Like, that is not even a joke. If it was a McDonald's, not a new like chain, if one specific McDonald's dimmed their lights to 50%, I would go in there and be like, oh, look at what this McDonald's is doing.
McDonald's.
Right. I mean, I don't think that's a bit. I don't think that's a joke. I think if I walked in and it was like dimly
lit.
Now
you're making me want to, like, the McDonald's should also have, like, table service.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, I would definitely go to a McDonald's where I could just sit down, receive a menu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they fill up your drink, but it is at the same exact fountain. They just walk straight across.
What if they did this? What if there was like a fancy,
this is a
like,
great experiment.
Like they buy a Cheesecake Factory building, all the nice booths and the bar top.
But it's all the same McDonald's food.
But it's 100% McDonald's. It's McDonald's on the outside. It looks the same. You're comfortable. Wait staff comes and greets you, gives you a menu. You order the whole McDonald's experience, but you're in, I mean,
is it
how much are those burgers? Same burgers.
But is the food slightly more fresh, or is
100% same?
It's all okay.
Is it plated?
Yeah.
I'm not.
You're not unwrapping it.
Your fries come in like a fancy.
Do they unwrap it in front of you and then plate it in front of you?
No. This comes out presented. It's the 100% same food. But Mike's right. Like, you've got the little fancy tin that the fries are sticking up out of.
Some sauce in a little cup.
A little ramekin.
I'd definitely go at least once.
The Big Mac certainly comes plated with the big
toothpick
down the middle. And
Does it declare rare or medium rare or anything?
Yes, but they only have only have one thing. They don't ask you how to cook it. So, and then, of course, you got the big steak knife in case you want to cut that burger in half. I mean, they could charge so much, and I would absolutely
attend. That'd be a pretty fun experience, actually.
I would go. Hey, Mr. McDonald, if you're out there listening to this, please open up one in the Arizona area where I will go
frequent.
Be a patron.
Yeah. Mike, which one are you doing? Would you just want
the free one?
Okay.
I don't know what restaurant it is, but I'll figure it out.
I want to know.
Free DoorDash?
How in the minority I am. Like,
You're in about. Boy? I would say you're in about the 1%.
Okay, I'm tweeting this out.
Oh my!
I just want to know what the percentage is.
Jason is so.
Oh my goodness!
You might get a hundo'd.
You might get a hundo'd. No. I think there's got to be dozens of us.
Yeah, there's about a 1% of the people out there.
Oh my gosh!
This is just perfect. All right, let's go here. Dwight from Patreon. Would you rather be an Olympic caliber gymnast or an elite UFC fighter?
Okay.
Man.
What are the benefits of being the gymnast? It's like the real world applications.
Physical health. I mean, you're fit as a fiddle, right?
Yeah, I guess I've seen, like,
probably small too.
Well, they like
depends on the sport.
Yeah, like they have some bigger guys.
Michael
in there.
Phelps is very large.
He's also not a gymnast.
Oh, he's not a gymnast. Specific. I thought it was like Olympian.
No, but like when they're on the rings and stuff, and like yeah, you can see every muscle in their body. I've seen there's some chonky.
This is
UFC
just
guys.
How much do you think the gold medal hanging on the mantle is worth? Because the UFC, you don't get that. But you get the opportunity to do that and be like the face of a country, like Simone Biles. If you're a gymnast, you can be, you know, represent your country. And if you're a UFC fighter, that's also a different kind of high, right? You come out to your fans and your crowd. It's infrequent fighting. Both of them are more work behind the scenes than anybody could ever imagine.
Yes.
To do the thing that people see very rarely. How many fights would a number one elite UFC fighter have like in a year?
Oh.
One?
One, yeah. One, maybe two.
So, you know, you're talking about neither one. Like, you got world championships for gymnasts and then the Olympics, and then you've got a fight every year or two. So all the work goes on behind the scenes, but you can't win a gold medal at UFC.
I will say that the life skill of a UFC fighter is much more
much
practical.
Greater, yes.
I mean, if I'm out at the on the street, out at a bar, like, I know I can defend myself. I can defend you. We're good here. I'm not afraid of nothing.
Yeah, that's very valuable.
But, like, I'm not going to be, like, you know, at the bar and be like, you want to see me do a handstand on this
no,
counter?
But, I can vault that
but
thing.
But you'll have cauliflower ear.
That's true.
And you'll have been punched in the face so many times.
I don't think I would mind the fighting. So when this came through,
I was
like,
going to say the punching in the face.
I don't think I'd mind the punching in the face. I really, in the heat of a battle, like, you know, I used to.
The results of being punched in the face will be carried on throughout your life.
For a little while, yeah. But you're 100% right. It's the cauliflower ears that are actually the problem. And that comes more from the wrestling and the grappling. That is what I really would not want to have, because that does not go away. That causes some medical issues. It's ugly as all get out. I mean, it's disgusting.
I think it's a badge of honor for those guys.
Oh,
it certainly one another.
Is.
But do you think you'd accidentally get in more fights if you were the UFC fighter?
I don't think so.
I don't think it would be an accident. I think I'd be, you know I would. Wait, you looking at me? What? No, I wasn't looking
Sir,
at you.
Sir, I was not looking
you
at you.
You are now.
I don't think so. I don't think you would. I think you may never get in a fight.
Oh, could you get in fewer fights? Because, like, right now, if you know, people wouldn't be afraid of me. But if I was a UFC fighter.
No, I'm just saying, like, I feel like when you walking around having that level of confidence and knowing what a real fight is, like, you're just, I don't think you're going to escalate anything.
Don't you have an obligation to intervene more because you have the ability to intervene?
You may. But an intervention, I would think in most scenarios, is just going to be you getting, just like approaching someone from the back and choking them out. Like, that's how you'll help.
That's
what do you got? A text message going over? This is good podcasting. What are you doing?
Jason just got his post up.
I think he
know?
Saw my
oh.
tweet go live.
What? How did you phrase the question?
Okay, so I said, would you rather have DoorDash limited to the same single restaurant of your choice, but it is free and unlimited, or DoorDash in its current form? And then my options are one restaurant, in parentheses, free,
okay,
or as it is now.
Okay.
Option two.
All so right.
Actually, that is well worded.
Thank you. I tried to make it as earnest and honest as it could be. It is currently sitting at 93.6 to 6.4, but we're early.
I'm seeing 97.3.
Okay, just moving. We're moving. Okay.
So we'll see where it ends up.
I told you there's dozens of us.
There are some of you out there that, you know, Jason's been a variety man. I want the gymnast. I'm going to go with the gymnast.
Okay.
Now, I don't think I am in my current form. Like, the gap between me and gymnast is larger than the gap between me and fighter.
Really?
Yes.
So
yes.
You're saying that a gymnast is a better athlete than a fighter?
I'm saying that at 40, there's only one option for me, and it's not flying through the air or doing flips. I'm saying I could get closer to the ladder. The gymnast one, representing the country, being an Olympic athlete has got to be one of the highest highs, one of the greatest feelings of accomplishment, because everybody wants to win at something and be the winner. But there is the unique element. You are representing your country.
But is it
it's
still that?
The Olympics?
No. I know it's still the countries versus the countries, but I'm saying my general like thoughts of the Olympics and what I feel like the general public's thoughts on the Olympics are, it's nowhere close to when we were young.
I think it's the exact same for anyone, every one of those athletes and the fans of the Olympics. I don't think we're as into it as we used to be because.
But if the general public is not as into it, is the prestige, is it still what it?
I mean, Michael Phelps lived in greatest? This generation, and he exists in that paradigm. Simone Biles does too. So okay. maybe not to the full degree. I hear what you're saying.
But it's like, do you remember Dan and Dave? Or
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Like Dan Jansen and.
They had a McDonald's commercial.
And Dave, he was a. Summer Olympic guy,
and it's
but anyways,
it's,
and that's, it's like this is boring.
The
but
same, no, the same for like the basketball teams that the hype that they get now compared to those first couple dream teams is not even
that
close.
Is because people have too much to watch now. Genuinely,
yeah,
people were into it because you had to when you turn the TV on, they just it was on.
It was,
but
your last channel is now.
All
the
right,
Olympics.
Final answers. I'm going gymnast,
UFC fighter.
I'm gonna go fighter because I've got more of a passion for combat sports.
Do you want to update your poll for us?
Sure,
Jason?
Thing. Current update I am seeing most recently. Oh, that's funny. I refreshed and I lost 100. Now I refreshed and lost 100 more. What's going on, X? With 300 votes, it is 92%
to
8%.
Okay.
People are
maniacs.
People are maniacs.
Danny from Patreon, would you rather have to do a stand-up comedy show where every one of your jokes bombs?
Oh,
so like
man.
This show. Or be a guest on a science podcast where the main host is told you are a renowned expert, but slowly finds out that you have no idea what you're talking about.
That sounds so fun. I mean that. I mean that like if...
Like you trying to make it through?
So you guys remember back in the day, this was, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yes.
The Pat McAfee show picked up on a joke tweet of mine. Where it was Julio Jones was a free agent, and I said, like, based on my sources, Julio's narrowed it down to I listed, like, the entire league. It was a clear and obvious joke. But they picked it up, and they thought, like, oh, this guy, you know, with a large following, you know, has sources, and he's narrowed it down to these teams. And they asked me to come on the show, and I'm like, okay, yeah, you know it. So I went on and pretended it was so true. Until I think as the show went, they started to realize, wait a minute, are we being trolled here?
Yeah.
That is a blast. I would love to be a scientist. I would sign up for on purpose. This isn't like one of these is terrible. If you're actually on stage in front of someone telling jokes that, you know, all the swishes in the world aren't going to help you, that is a bad time. I think if you alone are in on the joke, that's good enough for me. I like being the only one that understands.
It's kind of like what a very Andy Kaufman.
Yeah, yeah. There's something artistic about that to me.
I feel like at some point you hit a wall with the telling jokes of the comedy show that bombed where you were in that world too. At some point you're in the world where you
it
are.
It comes all the way around.
It's all the way around where you're like, now let's see how quiet we can get this room.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Are they good jokes that the audience just stinks, or are they just like, they're just really not,
they're not good jokes.
Not, yeah, I can't choose that.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Mike, which one would you go with?
Probably the stand-up, because as fun as I think the science podcast one would be, it's like, it feels like it's, you're like playing a game of Among Us, or there's... You know, what's the werewolf game? Just these games where you get picked to be it, and the whole entire time you're lying. And it's just, I'm not a good liar, man. Like, the anxiety that fills me, even though I'm playing a game where the entire purpose of the game is I am supposed to lie and be good at lying. But the whole time I'm like, ugh, I'm not supposed to be doing this. I'm lying.
Do you find it more important to be represented properly in front of the scientific community or the comedy community?
Ooh, good question.
Because those are the two things that are going, the reputations that will be foiled.
Right.
I do not have a great standing with the scientific community presently.
Yeah, nor do I. I mean, I don't know that either of these things like us, but no,
I mean, we did win.
Oh, that's
we're
true.
We're an award-winning comedy podcast.
Yeah, the people. So. If the people voted.
And we do a lot of science on the show. We're very good at doing the science.
We've learned quite a lot of science.
I'll do...
To you.
Right. I've learned quite a lot of science on this show.
I'll do the stand-up because I think I can hit a point where now it becomes the game of like just how uncomfortable can I make everyone.
What did you pick?
I'll do the science one because I don't care about that community.
Exactly.
All right. Quick break. Back with another segment.
Today's show is brought to you by our friends over at Masterclass. Picture that thing you've always wanted to learn. Now, picture learning it from the person who's literally the best at it in the world. That's what you get with Masterclass. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Don't just talk about improving. Masterclass helps you actually do it. Masterclass offers over 180 world-class instructors. So whether you want to master negotiation with Chris Voss or think like a boss with Martha Stewart, look, I'm a musician. I'm very interested in the process of scoring for movies. Well, who's there? Freaking Hans Zimmer. I mean, the Hans Zimmer is on Masterclass talking about how he makes themes, how he works with directors. Absolutely fascinating stuff. I use Masterclass, and I think you should too. And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/ballers. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/ballers. Masterclass.com/ballers.
What's the difference between me and you? Me and you? What's the difference between an argument, a quarrel, and a squabble?
A squabble, an underutilized word, first of all.
I feel like...
I know one.
I feel like a squabble, just to get this out real quick, feel like that's between your aunt and your uncle.
Oh.
Is that because...
I don't know why. It just feels like your aunt and uncle are squabbling in the corner of the... like.
Can your parents squabble?
No.
Okay, so it's an older extended family only.
Yes, that is what I've chosen to define it as.
Now, this is obviously really on the nose, but I feel like this usually happens over a game of Scrabble. So you
squabble when you Scrabble.
Oh, absolutely. You got the letters wrong, and then it's a squabble.
So if you have to look up the word,
if you get challenged, if you get challenged, you say you put a word down, you're squabbling. I think that's actually what they call it.
Let's look it up.
Don't. You dare.
No, to me, you're at the family reunion and aunt and uncle are squabbling in the corner. The quarrel.
Oh, this is the one I know. Has to be lovers.
Oh, a lover's quarrel.
Yeah. It's the only people who can quarrel.
I want to take a little bit of. I want to just push back a little bit here because, like, I feel like there's also an old timey nature to this. Like, do you quarrel with me, sir? You know what I mean? Hmm. Like, I feel like there were quarrels a lot back in the day.
I did feel like there might be quarrels between countries. Countries can quarrel.
Only when they're in love.
They might. Oh. So it's, I feel like that
limited. Like a boy country and a girl country?
Well, just anyone who's in love.
So if France is in a fight with another country, it's almost always a quarrel.
Because France is known for love?
Oh, absolutely.
France could squabble, though.
because they're distant.
Yeah, because they're so old.
An argument is when you don't have a creative way to fight. It's just a basic old-fashioned argument.
Yeah, and there's no physical. An argument cannot get physical.
Right.
Because then, you know, you're
is a quarrel physical?
A quarrel can be physical, yes.
You can be quarreling with fisticuffs.
Absolutely. 100%.
Squabbles are
not physical.
Lovers
can quarrel and countries can quarrel. And that can, you know, not just be words, but an argument.
A quarrel
words.
Breaks out and there's actual gunfire? I don't think so. That's
if
a war.
Is it a musket? It's still got to be old. I think muskets can be involved in a quarrel.
I think you can quarrel with your neighbors, too.
Only one way.
Yeah.
A squabble, and though.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
I can't argue with my neighbors. I don't love any of them.
The max.
You don't know any of them.
No, you don't know any of them. The maximum amount of physical altercation that can happen in a squabble is for you to take off your hat and throw it on the ground. That's the max you can.
Okay.
That's
okay.
As physical as a squabble is allowed to get. Otherwise, it becomes something more quarrelsome.
Oh, I see what
you know what I mean?
There. Yeah.
All right. What is the difference between a smile, a grin, and a smirk?
Oh, we've got the smirk expert. Oh, my gosh. I know what the smirk is. The smirk is
whatever Matt's
if you're watching
doing
the video
at
right
all
now,
times.
The smirk is usually his default status.
Most people have like a normal neutral face.
A smirk is a
smirk's one-sided, right?
Smirk is usually one-sided, but it always requests a punch. Always. 100%.
Oh.
A smirk requests a punch. If you look at a face and you say,
stop smirking at me.
Yeah, man. I want to hit that. Like it's kind of like a smile, but I want to punch it.
Right.
That dude's smirking.
So a smirk is not contagious
violent.
No. It's the
80% of smirks are because your fly is down.
Your fly. Oh. So other people
so
smirk.
If you see a smirk, it is 80% of the time it's because your fly is down on your pants,
and that makes you want to hit them. Because
your fly is dead.
Well, because they noticed
they're
it.
They're smirking at me
over my
mistake.
Why don't you tell me?
Talk to me like a real person.
Yeah.
Don't smirk at me. Pa-tow!
So the first thing you do after punching someone who is smirking is then you look
you
down.
You check your fly.
You check your fly. Yeah. But now if your fly is closed, do you feel bad about punching him in the face?
Not because of the 80% rule. I still played the odds.
Yeah. Yeah. You had a good chance. And you were... trust in the process.
Plus, when they're mad, you're like, yeah, you were smirking, though. And they're like, oh, you probably thought your fly was down. They get it.
A smile has teeth.
Yes.
Now, people incorrectly think you can smile without teeth. They think if you grin ear to ear, that's called a smile. That's not a smile unless I see teeth.
A grin is creepy.
Yeah, there's something nefarious. Really.
And when you turn, once you're 40, you will inadvertently, as a way of just socially getting along with people, you'll walk by them and you'll just give them a grin.
Also,
as an old person.
Something that usually happens in a grin is the head tilts down.
Yeah.
A grin, if you really think through this, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like saying,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
Like Joker grins.
Okay.
You got to try that. Your head tilts
down.
Well,
yeah, I know
no,
you
that's,
have.
That's a sneer.
A sneer?
I think you might be sneering.
Are we putting another one in here?
Papa Josh just wrote in and said Jason is creeping me out.
Yeah, because I was.
Because you were.
I was grinning.
That's not a grin.
So you're.
That's a sneer. That's a creepy something
so
sneer.
In your head, are you doing the Grinch?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
You think that's what you look like right now?
It's not a grin, man.
Well, I don't quite have the Jim Carrey elasticity.
What leads to a lover's quarrel is that look.
I mean,
was frightening.
In general, smile has teeth, grin has no teeth, smirk is only half of a grin.
Okay.
But requests a punch.
Settled. Mike, what is the difference between something that is free, complimentary, and a handout? Free.
Well, free is pretty self-explanatory.
Complimentary.
Complimentary is where you have to be somewhere else, like not your home. So it could be, you know, a hotel, and they hand you something that is free, and yet they sell you something nice about yourself. They're like, sir, you look fabulous today.
You're saying because it's a compliment.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's not true.
No?
No.
Complimentary usually comes with something else.
I feel like the complimentary breakfast. That's the one you hear the most of, right?
Yeah,
right. Come stay here.
Because you already paid for something.
Yeah, you already paid for something, and then we're going to call this part of what you paid for the free part.
Yeah. You get
so
complimentary.
It's not actually free.
Parking when you buy our overpriced tickets.
There you go.
Complimentary is a hoodwink, man.
It's like free shipping.
Come to
exactly.
our...
Exactly.
You know, you... Like when you're going to check out, you're like, well, shipping's $10? No, thank you. Tack on $10 to that price. Complimentary shipping?
That's what they should call it. They should not call it free shipping. They should call it complimentary shipping because that's what it actually is.
Okay.
It's complimenting.
Come to our timeshare presentation for this complimentary cruise.
Yeah. And it costs
you. But
you
pay with your time.
Everything. it costs you
everything. Are you talking about timeshares?
Yes. Yes.
Your soul?
Don't do it.
Your money? But the handout, a handout is, I mean, is a handout free?
Yeah.
Not all free is a handout?
A handout, yeah, 100%. A handout is going downward.
You know what I mean?
It really is. A handout is like, I am better than you.
Here you go.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So you receive this free thing from me.
Yep.
But you would not be allowed to give me that free thing.
Yeah, I don't need a handout.
I would never take that because I don't take handouts.
Yes.
That's what a handout is. It is a one-directional snooty gift.
Yeah, you have to be up on a you're up on a step.
It's an insulting gift.
It is an insulting gift, absolutely. Now, the people receiving the handout, maybe they don't take it as an insult, but
because they need it,
right? Yeah, like, but the person giving,
Al Borland's like, I'll take all the handouts you want to give me,
right?
Right,
because yeah,
he needs
sure.
them.
He is in dire straits,
socioeconomic
dire straits
status.
and I would never accept something from him.
No, you wouldn't. You
no,
wouldn't.
Impossible.
Because you're above that.
You I would reject him, it and yes. then buy a better version of what he was going to give you.
That is 100% correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a handout is.
Yeah.
So a complimentary is it comes with something that costs you everything. And then let's just get back to free. Let's just do free stuff because that's awesome.
Do we have time for one more?
It's like the best stuff in life.
You want to move on, Al?
Let's do one more.
Swish.
What's the difference between okay, so now you're making me tell the spitwads.
No.
Everyone knows.
What's the difference between something that is delicious, exquisite, and delectable? I don't know how often I'm using exquisite to describe food.
More than delectable, that's for sure.
I think I use delectable more.
Delectable is definitely a food related.
But delectable.
No. I'm saying I use exquisite more than I use the word delectable.
I think he's right. I think he does use exquisite more. I've heard Mike use how was that restaurant? Exquisite, he will say.
It's a word that is in my vernacular.
But delectable, look, I'm sorry. That's a chocolate-covered strawberry, and that's it.
That's the only thing
delectable.
That's the only one.
I feel like it has to be really rich.
It's a treat, right?
Real
it's a
savory
delectable
treat.
What do they call chocolate, like, stores?
Chocolate store.
Candy store.
No, there's
like a confectionery.
Yes, thank you, confectionery.
They have a lot of delectable stuff.
That's where the delectable.
But it's
things
not
are.
Delicious.
Do they only Is have it? Chocolate there?
Yeah, they're delicious
at confectionery stores.
Yeah, confectionaries.
Confectionery. That word has disappeared from my brain as many times. You just witnessed it. But every time I have ever seen confectionery, I forget it 3 seconds later. Whatever that means. But that
are
is,
they only
and I would
chocolates?
Have thought you would have known that word well.
You would. I think they're only chocolate related items.
No,
I feel
any
there's
candy.
Powdered sugar
and candy. You didn't let me finish my sentence, Al.
The definition actually says food items that are rich in sugar and carbohydrates.
How do I not
How
know that
How are you
that
not
word?
A confectionist?
I am a confectionist.
Yeah, some people are perfectionists. You're a confectionist.
I feel like
no, you misheard me. I said I'm a confectionist.
delicious, most broadly used, sometimes probably overused.
Yeah, that's fair.
Exquisite, that is high praise. That includes more than the food to me. It's a whole
service.
Yeah.
Delicious means nothing anymore. delicious just means it tastes good. I'm just saying we use it all the time.
It's too used.
If everything's delicious,
nothing's
that's
delicious.
Just edible food.
Yeah. In America, everything is delicious at a minimum.
But do you know what delicious really sets up? It sets up things to be exquisite. Because delicious is so common and exquisite is so rare that it's really, nowadays, something that is exquisite is what used to be delicious.
Now, to be clear, none of these three can describe something nutritious.
Oh, of course not. If this is healthy for you, get out. It's not delicious, exquisite, or delectable.
No, it's not.
I think that's right.
Unfortunately.
I think that's right.
All right, another quick break, and we're back with a special draft.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right, Jason, you made a sound earlier in the show. It sounded like a drum line. So what are we drafting today?
Today we are drafting gifts. to give the kid of your enemy. So your mortal enemy.
My bad. I got the show schedule wrong here.
Yeah.
I know you might have prepared for that draft, but today we are actually drafting things that are metal, which Jason should be extremely prepared for.
Yeah, you don't need a prep for that, right?
I can do. Dude, you have no idea how easy that's going to be for
that's
me.
Great. You got the you, 101, you got the buddy. 101. You're up.
Oh, my gosh. Is this really happening?
You're on the clock.
Dude, I thought you screwed up, and I was like, why are then we going to have to edit? We don't do edits on the Spitballers.
No, we don't.
You guys are setting me up. You're setting yourselves up because I know everything there is to know about metal. You losers. Watch this. Gold. 101. Gold. It's a high-quality metal, and it's the 101 of gold. I know everything that's metal.
It's the 101 of gold?
Don't you worry.
Gold is the first pick of gold.
If you're talking about a metal draft of gold, I'm taking the gold. Straight up 101 gold. Pull over.
So to be clear, we are drafting things that are metal.
Things
today.
That are metal.
Yep. Things that are metal. And Jason coming in hot.
You're darn right, because this is my draft.
With the gold.
Drafting a metal.
Yeah, I'm not even,
it's
you
not
know
really
what?
A thing made of metal.
See, closed? My laptop is closed. Yeah. I don't need this.
No.
I don't need to look up things on the internet that are metal. I know when something is metal. It's like built in me. Check this draft out. This is going to be the easiest draft
all
of my
right.
life.
Well, look, I'll get out of the way. I'm taking the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, that's
I'm
a good one.
The, it's all metal.
Okay.
That's all metal.
Sure.
I'm taking the Eiffel Tower.
No problem.
Hold on. Is it?
Yeah, it is metal. Okay. It is metal. If you guys want, Claire, I will definitely barge in
yes.
here if I see something awry. And I'm like, dude, that's plastic. And thankfully, the Eiffel Tower is
you're an expert in plastic or you just...
No. He just knows when something's metal.
I'm also an expert in plastic. If we want to do a plastic trap, watch out. I mean, just when it
materials.
Comes to types of things, man, I really understand them.
But the Eiffel Tower is good.
The Eiffel Tower
and
is
that's
very
made
good.
Of,
made
of
metal.
What was the metal again?
Primarily steel.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. So I get two picks here. Eiffel Tower. I was not ready for
things
that one.
Things that are made of metal.
I will. I'm going to take.
I can't believe you surprised me like this. And I had the drums all locked and loaded for a clear 101 pick.
Sorry.
All right.
I will take swords. With my first pick.
Yeah, that was my next pick.
Okay. Swords are very good.
Very metal.
Imagine a metal sword against a plastic sword.
Yeah.
It's
dude, I'm taking the metal every time.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
I like it.
And then for my second pick of things that are metal.
Yeah, that's
this
right.
This is so stupid.
No.
Best draft.
There's only a few
How
things
many,
that
we
are
going
great.
20 rounds, 30 rounds? I'll be here all day. I got no problem with this.
I am going to... I think there's only one thing on my list that may not make it back somehow. I will take an ice cream scoop.
Okay. A metal one, though, right?
Right. Well, that's default. It's got to be. Because I could chime in and say some of those are plastic.
There's a lot of plastic ones.
But I think
we know. Who's using a plastic ice cream
scoop?
No,
they're quite popular. They're quite popular.
That's a one-time use. That thing is snapping in half.
They've been known to snap. Dude, yeah. It'll be not
it doesn't. They aren't good. They should be metal. So I applaud your pick for saying, like, let's go with metal here.
So, I got to get it back to Jason
because
I want to hear what he's got in store. So I'll take a very obvious, easy pick. I'll take a bazooka.
A bazooka? That there's a lot of mechanical parts in there. But
are you not happy with that?
I'm not entirely sure what percentage of a bazooka is made out of metal.
I think 100%.
100%?
Almost 100%.
I'm going to go right. Nearly 100% right. on there.
I'll allow it.
The gunpowder or whatever but that would be in the actual projectile.
Yeah, that's in the projectile. It's just metal, man.
A bazooka is really just a pipe.
Yeah, it's a pipe with a trigger.
It is really a pipe.
It's a pipe with a trigger.
I mean, it's just a conduit for the real deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is, what do you call what you load in a bazooka?
An RPG.
Really? Okay.
I think.
A shell, yeah, a bazooka shell, right? Well, I'm looking over to my bazooka experts over there.
It's a rocket-propelled grenade, right? Thank you, Josh.
Wow. Jason, you need to pick something metal quickly.
Yes, I do. Dude,
quickly.
No problem. No problem. I love this draft. Could do this all day. Silver. I'm taking silver, which is another metal. It's so metal. It's pure metal. There's no other parts. You're not asking me like.
Where's that going like the gold draft, though?
In the gold draft, it goes number two. It's really made for second place. That's why they do it at the Olympics. So that's clear.
So
what a great
pick. You've got gold
and
silver in the metal draft.
I've got gold and silver.
Yeah, yeah.
Of
things that are made of metal.
Things that are made of metal. Metal.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the third thing, I'm going to take the Cybertruck.
Okay, you're not going to be able to nullify any more of our mechanical parts.
No, I know.
Parts.
I know, there are parts there, but you want a car made out of metal.
So out of all, just to be clear, out of all the things that
all
you know that
things.
Are metal, which
is unlimited.
Thousands.
Thousands?
You,
millions.
Millions. You went with a really pretty recent entry into that category, the Cybertruck.
That's right. See, I am forward thinking. I am a man of the future. And so I am waiting
man.
For
I can't
the...
wait to hear what your last pick is.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be, I can't wait. It's going to blow your mind. It's going to just, you're going to be like, how did he think of this? And I'll say, because it's metal.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Okay.
Gold, silver, Cybertruck, the classic trifecta. I have the Eiffel Tower and a bazooka, so I'm going to close it out. Oh, not close it out. I have two more picks, but I'm going to go with the spaceship.
Hmm.
I feel like you opened that door with the Cybertruck, so I'm going with the spaceship. That's mostly metal.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the only thing that can withstand the heat.
That's,
you would
that's
know,
fair. Yeah,
I guess you would know that.
Yeah, SpaceX. I was trick question. I was just trying to get you to fall into the trap, mm-hmm. But it is in fact metal.
All right, this draft is off the rails a little bit.
What?
So how much metal does it have to be made out of?
51%.
Yeah,
51%.
For sure.
Yeah, things that are metal.
What if it's graphite?
There's a lot of metal things. Jason would be the first
AC/DC.
To tell you.
AC/DC.
Well, they're not metal at all. I mean, they're humans.
Yeah, I get where
they're made
going.
Of carbon.
It could have been funnier, but you know metal.
All right, I'm going then for, this one's for you, brother. I'm going to take a trumpet. A trumpet is made out of brass.
You know what?
Hold on.
Yeah, pure metal. And I was going to take brass. That was, we'll see.
Yeah,
here.
What? I know it's an alloy between two different, but I don't remember which two, and you do. So
yeah. How do you make?
It's two metals combined.
It's both of them. You got the brass is made out of
which ones?
The copper and the aluminum.
He was 50-50 on that one. The copper is definitely one of them.
Look,
is the other one bronze?
Nah, man.
No. What is
zinc?
Really?
Yeah.
Zinc is made out
of
aluminum.
Did you know that or did you look that up?
There you go. I was right.
I looked it up.
Mm. Okay, so zinc and...
Copper and zinc are
really?
Combined for... I'm right about that, right? And
that
by
is correct,
me,
yeah.
It's Google. So
right.
You went with a trumpet.
I did, and I get one more pick. Let's load up with our new friend here, our new friend Copper and Zinc.
Okay.
Brass knuckles.
Ooh, good. You got a sword and brass knuckles.
Yeah, I'm 50% brass, guys.
He's got a bazooka. Will this turn into brass. A battle of who?
Pretty metal. That's pretty metal.
Yeah.
Nice pick. I'm going to go with an anvil.
Oh, that's a great pick.
Yeah.
Not only is it made of metal, it's used to shape metal.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
What an incredible
and
moment.
Doesn't it fall on the coyote quite often?
Oh, yeah. Cartoons are devastated by anvils.
Anvils are one of the most treacherous things for a cartoon character to withstand.
Somehow can't kill them.
No. No. Because they're cartoons. Jason, you've got gold, silver, and a Cybertruck.
Mm-hmm.
Just the few on the tip of the spear, really.
Yeah, the future.
I could go anywhere. I could go anywhere with metal. There's so many things I know of that are made of metal.
Yeah.
But I want something pure. I want something, a building block of our society.
Oh.
So I'm going to take...
A metal that upon which our society
is built. Okay. I'm going to take poles. I'm going to take a pole, a metal pole. I'm telling you, they're everywhere. I'm
Society
seeing
is built upon poles.
Just drive down the street and look how many poles. You'll be like, that's a metal pole. That's a metal pole. They're all around us, but they're hidden in plain sight. So just
genuinely, I thought he was so highbrow that he meant the magnetic poles of the earth.
Oh,
which
wow.
Our society is physically built upon. But he did instead mean the poles they're that are around the streets.
They're everywhere.
Well, I mean, how else will you display what side of, or like what country you're from, which right, side you represent?
Exactly. How do you know how to cross the street?
You think they're putting flags on the end of a tree? No, they're putting it on a metal pole.
Yeah, the tree's
why
not
metal?
Strong
they,
enough.
This matters to them.
What
this
did they
matters.
Used to do before metal was there?
They didn't have flags.
Okay.
They didn't have flags until the invent of metal.
Yeah, no.
The invention of yeah, no, the stuff invent. Like gold and silver.
When they invented those.
When they invented metal.
Beneath the earth.
Yeah.
Jay, your list is probably
humongous.
I'm sure
you've got some
so
extra items.
What are your like runner up?
Like stop sign and sledgehammer.
Uh-huh.
That's, I mean.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Is a sledgehammer 51%
metal? It was almost
metal?
My pick, yeah.
Yeah. It's 51% metal by weight, for sure.
Okay, by weight. That's fair, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got.
By weight.
You got.
Well, then
all sorts of things.
Yeah,
man.
I
just
mean,
so many.
You were
things.
Probably gonna say like bullets and.
No, I wasn't gonna say that. Yeah. I could have, but I was. That wasn't even on. I mean, it's so far down on my list of all the metal things that you know, like aluminum, and you know, iPhone 15s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just
metal everywhere.
And the metal is all around us.
Thank you.
Pacemaker.
Right.
Yeah, is a pacemaker metal?
I don't know. You can't like go to an MRI with this, so I assume.
Oh, that's okay. Know? That's a fair point.
All right.
That's how he discovered most of the things that are metal by going to an MRI with them.
Yeah.
And then if they tell him to put it down, he's like, metal.
I spent years as a lover of magnets, and I just walked around and was like, what am I attracted to?
Right.
It turned out
right.
Metal.
Goodness gracious.
What did we learn today?
Come on now. Copper and zinc.
Yeah, no, that's good.
That's the big winner.
I mean, Jason didn't learn
I
that.
I learned that my friends are monsters.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
They like to try to trick me. But you can't trick a master of metal.
You know what else is metal was that quiet symbol at the top of the show for the draft we weren't even doing. You could have picked that.
That is. I should have picked a symbol.
Made out of...
metal?
Metal.
Thank you for tolerating us. Those that listen out there, thank you, Al, for surprising Jason today. And another episode next week where I might take drums.
Oh, you monster.
Goodbye.
That's fine.
Listening to the Spitballers podcast.
I did the scat.
See what other nonsense the guys are up to. Check out spitballerspod.com.
Keys. Iron, golf clubs. I could go forever.